Visuals are always good. I'm a former teacher. Todd, perfect timing. Todd's is a teacher. He still is a teacher. Raise your hand if you're a former teacher or educator. You haven't retired yet, but I have. By golly, we've got some former teachers in here. We've got lots and lots of you that have fed us for over 20 years at Kansas High School. Okay? It's a little high school about 7 minutes from here. Because I can drive it in seven. But the important thing is those people serve our youth day in and day out. And it's such a joy to get there to work. And we feed administrators, people like Dion. We feed custodians. We feed the bus drivers. We feed everybody on campus, the whole district. And we need your help. Because when Kay Langston is lying there in bed thinking, is there going to be enough food? We want her to know there's going to be more than enough. Abundant and exceedingly amounts of food show up on the first day of school. Well, it's not the first day. It's the first day for the teachers and all those people that have to go early to prepare for a great year. So there's going to be a sign-up sheet on the table. And Charla is usually the person doing this, but she's got a J-O-B that she's got to go to all the time. And that's one of the mornings that she cannot go because it's a Thursday. And she's been at work a couple, 3 hours by the time we get all this together. But anyway, the options are to make something fresh and put it in the fridge, and I can come by and pick it up. It's going to be Thursday morning, so I could meet you here on Wednesday night if you don't want to, you know, and I need to pick it up by about 7 for sure, or to take it to Kansas High School because we can use their ovens. We have access to everything we need to heat it up. But if I need to cook it, you need to let me know because this is August the, help me, Todd. 7th. It's a Thursday, August 7th. So if you will put that on your calendar, put it in your heart, we have an opportunity right now to do exactly what Andy talked about by serving our youth, by serving the teachers, by serving all these people at Kansas High School. So thank you very much for signing up. And if you need to make more space on that page, that's fine. Teachers eat anything. And they never complain. Never once have I heard anybody say, oh, that was kind of, even one of my dishes, because Hank and I have this contest every year to see who can make the dish that gets eaten the first. But anyway, thank you, and we're praying for it. So this is a prayer request for me also. Obviously, with VBS, that Lisa and Todd and about 30 other people worked so hard on Wednesday night, and I know that they've been planning for months. I know that Kay's a big kickstart with the ideas for that, and it's such a joy to be in a church that wants to serve, wants to love, and wants to be a big cog in the wheel for Christ. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Marion. Thank you, Andy, for that great lesson. You know, I was a product of a little old lady's encouragement when I was... I was asked at age 13 when I lived in Ventura, California, to do the Wednesday night lesson. And first thing I did when I got up to the microphone, I thought everybody did this. I thumped the microphone real hard to see if it was working. After the lesson, a little old lady from the congregation said, you know, you really ought to be a preacher. So I went to Abilene Christian, spent 4 years. I was a youth minister in Colorado Springs for a congregation of about 600. I had about 125 teenagers from junior high through high school. Lots of opportunities. I got to travel around all over the state of Colorado teaching youth groups how to make the people puppets and how to build stages and how to work those puppets for a ministry. A lot of great opportunities because of that. So, little old ladies, we have some young men and young women here. Give them some encouragement. We want to welcome everybody this morning. We have a great group of folks here today. If you're the first-time visitor and you would like to introduce yourselves to us, would you raise your hand and Walter will bring you the microphone. Mary Stone Seifer, you're like a first-time visitor. Do you have a prayer request for us? All right, give Mary that.
I have several unspoken prayer requests, and I do have a praise. I graduated in 1958, and there was only 26 of us, and I think there's only seven or eight, maybe something like that, that's left. And we had this one guy that we had been trying to get in touch with, but nobody knew where he was. Well, I had the privilege last week to talk to him, and it had been 67 years since I had talked to him or even seen him. And I was going through the yearbook, and I got to his name. And I said, you know, Spencer, you're just pretty doggone good-looking guy. And he said, and I still am. But it was a pleasure to talk to somebody that nobody knew where he was.
Yes.
That's a praise, too.
Debbie, we have missed that feistiness, haven't we, from Mary?
Yes, sir. We sure have.
It's good to... Yes, well, we have. Well, we love you. We love you very much, Mary. Good to have you. Yes, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn Bell. I have a few requests. One is for some of our neighbors that used to attend here that we have not been able to get in touch with. So please lift them up in prayer. The other is our kids are like going through all kinds of things. We have a son with a surgery coming up on Wednesday. We have a daughter with a health flare-up that has not bothered her for 3 years. And now that she's out of work without medical coverage, she's having this terrible, terrible flare. So please pray for Melissa. And then our daughter-in-law has an injury and will take 12 weeks to recover. So if we could just pray for Amy, Melissa, and Jason, I would appreciate it a great deal. Thank
Amy,
you.
Amy, Melissa, and Jason. Thank you, Melissa. Other prayer requests on this side? Amy, Melissa, and Jason. Patty?
Dad, or Melvin, took a hard fall last Sunday. And so he's had a hard week. And then, anyway, they're not here. Mom's home taking care of him. So please just be in prayer for both of them.
Absolutely. Thank you, Patty, for sharing that. Other prayer requests? Yes.
I've got one. A gentleman that I've met just over the phone, and we were talking last night, and his wife has just had a surgery to remove 80% of her stomach from stomach cancer.
Okay.
Her name's Melissa, and I asked him if it'd be all right if we add her to our prayers here, and he said please.
Okay.
And so.
Thank you, Walter. Yes, Jessica?
Melora's finishing up her last week in Texas. She's been working with the young people at a church down there. She was going to go back to OCC for college. It doesn't look like that's going to work out for her. Would you just pray for decisions that she needs to make and how her life is going to unfold?
Yes.
Thank you for your words today. And I know God has a call on her life. Excuse me. And I would like prayer for me that I would have the eyes to focus on kingdom things when I'm at work and not these other things that don't really matter.
No.
You know, there's a lot of what you would call politics and, you know, I don't need to be involved in that.
Yeah.
I need to be involved in the things of God. So I just ask for your prayer.
Thank you, Jessica. Thank you. This side, prayer request. Yes, James.
Yeah, Thursday, my dad had his ablation that we've been praying for, and I appreciate your prayers. Things went well. He's at home recovering. Of course, little sore and tender, but the doctor said everything looked great. So just continue to pray that it works. So. James.
Are you James Jr.?
No.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Lori, I just want to pray for safe travels. You won't see me till September. I leave Thursday to go back to Florida. So I'll be in Florida till September. So safe travels for me.
Where are you going in Florida, if I could ask? Oh, gosh. Well, okay. Well, we will pray for you, but we look forward to you coming back. Okay. All right. Other prayer requests? All right. With that said, why don't we have our prayer song?
Father, we are so grateful today to be in your house, to be able to worship with those who love you, those who are striving to please you, and just as we've sang, we're just so grateful and praise your name for your availability. At a moment's notice, any time of day or night, you are available to us. And we are also grateful for the answers that you do give. We know that they are perfect. They're in your timing, and we just praise you for that perfection and that perfect timing. And Lord, we want to lift up VBS this week. We want to lift up the teachers and the volunteers. We want to lift up the kids who will be coming through our doors, that they will hear the message, that they'll a seed be planted, that will continue to grow throughout the week. And we just pray that our week of VBS will further your kingdom. And Lord, we want to lift up Thailand and Cambodia this morning with Angela Morris asking for prayer requests for the war that's going on there between those two countries. And we just pray that you be with Angela as well as she's ministering to those people and witnessing to them, that you'll give her the strength she needs, the words and guidance that she needs to be able to help those people through this situation. And Lord, we want to lift up Mary's unspoken requests this morning. We also want to lift up those others who have not spoken this morning. We just pray that as they bring those to you, that they'll feel your presence and your guidance and your wisdom in those situations. And Lord, we want to lift up Henry and Lynn's neighbors who've not been able to contact, and we just pray for safety there. We just pray that you continue to be with them. We want to lift up their children, Amy and Jason and Melissa, who are all going through physical ailments, and we just pray that their faith will continue to be strong in this time of weakness, and we just pray that you continue to be with them as they seek guidance in their physical lives, that they'll be able to receive the information they need to be able to make the best decision ahead. And we want to continue to lift up Melvin, who's recovering from a fall from last week, and we just pray that you give him the patience that he needs. We pray that you be with Ethel as she's beside him, that they will continue to move forward. We just pray that they'll be able to heal and get better and be back with us soon. And we want to lift up Melissa this morning, who's recovering from this stomach cancer, the surgery, the removal. And we just, again, we pray for her recovery. We pray for the wisdom for those doctors, that they will be able to guide her in the decisions in the weeks ahead as she continues to move forward. And we want to lift up Melora this morning with the upcoming decisions that she needs to make, that she's being faced with. We just pray, and we know that she'll continue to look to you. We just pray that she'll find wisdom in those around her and in her prayer life as well. And we want to lift up Jessica this morning, and we all need this prayer. to open our eyes to your kingdom work and not to be caught up in the politics of what's going on around us, but being able to step in and be a kingdom worker where we're at. And Lord, we want to lift up James this morning as he's recovering from surgery. We're grateful for a good report. We're just so glad that he's doing well, and we just pray that you continue to be with him as he recovers. And pray that you'll be with Lori as she is traveling and will be away from us. We pray for safety. We pray for an efficient time as she's gone away from us. And we just pray that you'll bless her in her travels and in her visiting and those things that she's going to do and for safety as she comes back. And Lord, we want to lift up CIY this morning in their mission to reach those teenagers, to plant that seed, to help them grow, to water. We just pray to water them. And we just pray that you continue to bless them and bless those people who continue to work with those teenagers. And we just know that they do a lot for our country and a lot for our teenagers. And we just continue to bless them as they continue to serve. And Lord, we're grateful for the story that Mary was able to reunite with a classmate. We pray that that classmate will feel like being reunited with the rest of his class. And we just pray that you continue to be with him and bless him. Lord, I pray that you be with us and bless the rest of our time together. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.